It's good to be here today. It's good to feel the Spirit of the Lord. I took somebody in a text this morning. I said, I cried all morning long. It's not that I'm sad. I just got a deep yearning in my heart for him. I took somebody in a text. I said, oh, that I could weep and shed a million tears before his throne and bow at his feet.
Glory.
I love him.
Thank God.
Praise you, Lord. I love
Jesus. Lord, I love
thank you, Lord. Oh, God, you're real. The Spirit of God's real. Jesus is alive. He's real. He's loving. He's merciful. He's kind. Oh, God. Oh, to know him more. Somebody would down deep in your heart, I want to know him more. And I want to be close to him and feel his Spirit and his touch. Oh, God. You got your Bibles. I'd like to do a part two on the book of Job. I texted Missy if they would sing that song that you all just heard here this morning. Mary came in my study this morning singing that song, and I said it goes right along with my message. So, thank you, Lord. Turn with me into James 5 and 10. James Epistle 5 and 10. Now, we're dealing with trials. This is what we're dealing with this morning. How's that? How many's ever had a trial? How many's ever had a problem?
Yeah.
How many's ever had trouble? How many's ever had the enemy come to you, torment your mind, and come against you to try to tear you down and discourage you? How many's ever been in that boat?
Thank you.
Oh, God. James 5:10, James says, take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction. Look at them. Look what they endured. Look what happened, what they went through. An example of suffering affliction and of what?
Patience.
Behold, we count them happy which endure. Brother Jason, I want to endure. Jesus said, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job. Listen. And have seen the end of the Lord. You'll see in the end. You'll fully understand. In the end, you'll see the end of the Lord. That the Lord is very pitiful. He's compassionate and of tender mercies. All right. Peter picks up and he talks about the trials that we go through. He said, beloved, you'll find this in the first chapter, 1 Peter 1 and 7 and 1 Peter 4 and 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. This is different from all the trials I've had.
Yeah.
What happened? I didn't ask for this. Everything was going good. And all of a sudden, this hit me from out of nowhere. It just turned upside down. Why? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I going through this and suffering this? This thing has hit me. It's a fiery trial. Concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, receiving the end, at the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. I've done much studying, weeping and crying over this all week long. And I realize there's a lot of people going through it. And if you ain't, there'll come a time that you will go through it.
Yes, you will.
Things that will happen and will hit you, sufferings will come. And that's when we need the Lord more than anything in the world. We need him to help us. In this lesson today, with my Lord's help, I want to answer these questions. Number one, is there a purpose in our trials? Is there a purpose?
Is there a purpose?
Number two, can anything good come out of our suffering? Number three, just how important is your faith in the time of trial? Number four, does our suffering mean that we have sinned and we're being chastened and punished over it? I'll answer that one right now. No. God will chasten you if you go out of line. But all sickness, all problems, all troubles, all afflictions, everything bad, everything wrong is not because you have sinned and done wrong. You've got an enemy. The devil hates you because you're made in the image and the likeness of God. And if he can drag you down, and if he can discourage you, and he can pull the faith out of your heart, he'll do that. He'll make you sick. He'll run you through the mill. He'll try to discourage you. He'll try to make you sorrowful on the inside. He'll stir up trouble. But can you say, I'm going to put my trust in the Lord, and I know that he'll help me and be with me. I feel the Lord here today. God's going to come and help us. What we need in this hour, Brother Jason, is the Lord to give us a discernment of spirits to realize, hallelujah, the voice of the devil, and to realize how he works. The Bible said, my people, the Lord said, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't have knowledge of how the enemies are working and how he comes, hallelujah, he'll drag you down, he'll tear you down. But we need our eyes open to realize the channels that the devil uses to come against us.
Amen. You're right.
Number five. Does our afflictions mean that God is against us?
No.
Or he is working in us a higher purpose to bring something better? Does God, number six, does God see me and know where I'm at? Does my God care? Yes, he cares. Number seven, can my heart trust him when I cannot see his hand? Can I trust his heart when I cannot see his hand? Job questioned. He said, I've looked behind me. He said, I've looked on the right hand. He said, I've looked to try to perceive him on the left. He wasn't even in front of me. He said, but the Lord knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I know that he ain't left me. I know that I'm up against it. But I'm coming through this trial and the fire, and I'm going to be made perfect.
Amen.
You must remember, God never wastes a trial.
No.
He won't do it. There's lessons to learn him. He loves you just as much then as he did in the times of blessing.
Yeah.
His love has not changed.
Has not changed.
God never changes. His love goes deep. His mercy endureth forever.
Forever.
His faithfulness fails not. Listen close. You can go one of two ways in your trials. You can give up, turn bad and bitter, or you can trust God and be made better.
Yes.
Hey, Lord, take my life, Lord, and make something beautiful out of it, God. Come on, work on me. Can you say, church, today, Lord, would you work in me? And would you work on me and do a work? If you have to put me on the potter's wheel and apply your hands of pressure, oh, Lord, would you make something beautiful? Would you make a vessel of honor out of me, Jesus? Lord, work on me. And you say, Lord, feel me. Lord, do something for me, God.
Thank you. Amen.
If you are honest and sincere and you love the Lord, you will find out that suffering draws you nearer to the heart of God.
Draws you closer.
Your trials are meant to press you into His loving arms.
Yes.
I've wrote some things. I know I wrote them with inspiration.
Oh.
I'm being honest when I say this. You all hear it? It's easier to serve God when everything is going smooth.
Oh, yeah.
But some people need times of trouble and suffering to keep them praying and staying close to God.
Right.
You're right.
I am right.
Yeah.
One scripture, I think it's in Isaiah, said they never visit me until trouble comes. Come on now. Hallelujah. If we was always up on the mountain, come on now, everything was hunky-dory and smooth, we would never need the Lord, would we? Can you tell me you would be faithful to God when everything was beautiful, you was rich and you was healthy, you was wealthy, and the blessings overflowed? You know what would happen to us? We would take our God for granted. We would let up on reading the Bible. We would let up on praying. We would let up on our church attendance. We would stay home. We wouldn't have a burden. We wouldn't have a zeal. We would lose our desire. But the Lord sometimes allows, listen, afflictions and trials to come. You know why? It presses us back. It presses us back into His loving arms and to realize and say, Lord, I need You more than I've ever needed You before. God, draw me back to You. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, don't let me drift in this hour. Don't let me get cold, Lord, on You. I don't want to lose my desire. Oh, the pressure's on. I'm on. I said the pressure on in a lot of people's life, and what God's a wanting to do is to draw you closer to Him. His arms are outstretched. He's a saying, come to me.
Come to me. Amen. Glory to God.
Draw near to me. Draw near to me. Draw near to me. Serve me with your whole heart. Serve me with your whole heart. Give me your whole heart. Sell out to me. Sell out to me. Do it now. Do it now. Holy God. My heart cries out today. Will You be faithful?
Will You be faithful?
Will You put Him first?
Come on now.
Thank You. Come on. Hallelujah. Will You be faithful and serve God in the good times and in the bad?
Yeah.
Can the Lord trust you to hold on and be committed and to serve Him with your whole heart? We live in a time, listen, my friend, we live in a time when people have forgotten God. And all that fills their mind are the things of this world, its pleasures and its entertainments. God is forsaken. God has been turned away. People don't want Him. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I would rather have all kind of trouble and have God with me and to have the joy of the Lord and to have this good salvation than to be rich and have everything at my fingertips, my Lord, and not have God. And you say, Lord, I want You, even though I'm in the midst of trial and afflictions, I know I want You.
Amen.
I'd rather have Him. I'd rather have Him. I want Him. Hallelujah. What is God doing in the church? And I can honestly say He's a working on me. He's a working on me.
Yeah.
You see, the Lord has to empty you before He can fill you.
You're right.
Sometimes He has to bring you down to nothing to get you to look up.
Yeah.
Empty me, Lord. And I've heard of people praying. Listen now, we're starting revival tomorrow night. And I'm not. Listen, how many will try to fast this week and give up meals for Jesus and ask God, Lord, pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. I heard one dear sister, and God uses her greatly. She said, when I really, really hunger for God and really, really want a revival, she said, I don't know what it is. She said, but the Lord empties me completely out and I feel like I have nothing.
Yes.
You know what that does?
Come on.
It makes you cry out, God, I want you. What? Yeah. Oh, God, I want you. Sometimes you feel like you have nothing. Yeah. You are empty. You are dead. No. You are dry. That's exactly where the Lord is trying to get us, is so thirsty and so dry that we'll seek Him and pray and say, Lord, fill me. Give me that living water. Pour out your Spirit upon me. Fill the well and run it over. Hallelujah to God. Sometimes God has to empty us before He can fill us. The Lord has His way of working on us to make us hungry, to make us thirsty. Why do you feel like you're so low today and you wonder where God is? God's trying to get your attention, to get you to desire Him and to fast and pray and to fill your soul.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
God's refining fire. God's refining fire. Oh, what the purging fire of trials does for us. Did you know that trials are sent and meant sometimes to purge us?
Yes.
Purge me. Purge me, Jesus. Purge me.
Purge me.
Uh-oh. I just feel like some people have allowed things to come in that has taken their time away from God.
Yes.
Come on now. I'm telling you, the world will drag you away from God.
Drag you away.
It'll drag you away from God. So why are these fiery trials allowed? Listen, did you know our trials are sent and meant sometimes to purge us? The soul of every person will go through the refining fire. We'll be tested before we enter heaven.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know why we go through the refining fire? It is meant to get all the fleshly, carnal flaws out of us.
I believe it.
We're too selfish.
Come on now.
We're too filled with our own ways. Our own desires.
Yes.
And the world occupies our mind and God don't. Come on. Come on, teaching us. Job came to the conclusion and uttered these words in Job 23:10. When he had tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I know my God. I want to know my God in a greater way. When this is over, I'll see Him like I've never seen Him before. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, did you know that gold is mined and dug out of the dirty earth? They go down deep in the earth and dig out the gold, and with it is other ores and dirt. That gold is then put in a furnace and heated. The smelter turns up the fire and the heat till the impurities rise to the top. He takes and he scoops them away. The refiner does not quit. Listen, the refiner does not quit and he won't stop until he can see his image in the top of that gold. Now you understand why he does this. We can be so worldly minded and carnal driven in this life that we have no perception of spiritual things. And God has to send the fires of trials to get us focused and refocused on heavenly things that are more important than this world. The master knows when the fire gets hot enough. Hey, Lord, our bad and our wrong attitudes will melt away and we'll be pure and we'll be like Jesus. We never know what we got on the inside of us until the fire. We've been put through the crucible and the test and the fire is turned up. Hallelujah. God has ordained for us to be conformed to the image of His Son. Hallelujah. That smelter and that master refiner turns up that fire and it burns hotter and hotter. You know what He's doing? He's getting all the impurities and He's getting all the dross and He's getting all the dirt and all of the other ores out of that gold, and He looks down in it. Hallelujah. He knows when it all surfaces and comes to the top. He knows the gold is pure then, and He takes and He scoops away all the impurities, and the master looks down into that glowing gold and He sees His own face. He sees His own image. Can you say this morning, Lord, if it takes it, turn up the fire and make me more like You. I want Jesus. I don't want the world anymore. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Jesus, God, we thank You. Holy.
Never know what we're like, man, until the pressure's on.
Oh, yes, the Lord God Almighty.
Come on. Make me pure. Give me a heart after You. Lord, renew my desire. Renew my thirst. Put it back in me, Lord. Fill me with Your Spirit. Hallelujah. We know, listen, Paul said, we know that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more an exceeding and eternal weight of glory. God's a work of all His church. Everybody in the house, raise your hand. I feel the Lord. The Lord's a wanting to do greater things for you and to take you higher. Hallelujah. In His Spirit and take you deeper in His love this morning.
Yes, Lord. Praise God.
Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord, work on me. Hey, Lord, work on me, God. I feel like I have forgotten Thee. Oh, Lord. Jeremiah said, my people have forgotten me. Days without number. They turned their face away from me and walked away from me. My Lord, He said, I'm married unto the backsliding. He said, return unto me, saith the Lord, and I will return unto you, and I will heal your backsliding.
Thank you, God. Amen.
I'll heal the very thing in your life that takes you down. Every one of us has got hang-ups. We've got problems. Come on now. We've got habits. We are full of self. Talking to number one. Don't get hurt at me. I'm a dealing and I'm a working on me too. Come on, we've got so much on board. We need to get rid of it and say, Lord, come on, be honest with yourself and say, I don't have the Lord like I need to have Him. I want more of Him. I'm not satisfied riding on the outskirt. I ain't happy. But I have one foot in and the other one out. I don't want the world anymore. I'm going to raise your hand. I want the Lord to draw me and bring me fully in. I want Jesus.
Yes. Glory to God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
God, we praise You, Jesus.
I ain't happy until I get Him.
Yes.
Come on. I'll never be happy until I get more of him.
Come on.
If you've ever had a real close walk with the Lord before, you know what it's like. You know what it tastes like and what it feels like to have the overflow. Come on, if you've ever had God to deal with you before, the conviction get a hold of you and draw you. If you've ever had the love of God to touch and to prick your heart, you'll never be happy till you get back to that point.
Right. Come on.
Amen.
Thank You, Jesus. Ain't it amazing what God has to work on in our life?
Thank You, Jesus.
the things he has to get out of us. The old carnal part of us does not want to live by faith. We want to live by sight.
You're right.
What feels good in the natural.
Yeah.
All the entertainment around us and the pleasures around us. Come on, come on, come on. We've left out the main ingredient.
Left it out.
Life. If everything always went good and smooth in our life, we had everything we wanted, we just wouldn't need God. We wouldn't pray and seek Him.
You're right.
So the Lord has a way of getting to our hearts. He brings us into a place. Here we go. He brings us into a place of total dependency on Him.
Yes.
Man, oh man. Lord, I can't fix this.
I have to depend on.
This thing's bigger than I am. It's drug me to the bottom.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, there's only one other place that I can go is run to You.
Run.
And fall in Your arms of mercy to help me. He wants us in a place of total dependency on Him. That's where He wants you. Your salvation is in Him. He has a way, Brother Jason, of keeping us coming back to Him.
Yeah.
To keep our hearts from drifting from Him.
Yeah.
The Lord knows. He knows our stubbornness. He knows our hard dispositions. He knows our self-will.
Yeah.
It must be broken. It has to be broken and yielded to Him. So He puts us through the fire and the furnace of affliction and turns up the heat. He will work on your character. He will change you completely to make you what you ought to be. Listen. 430 long years, Israel, God's chosen covenant people,
yes,
was down in Egypt. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. There arose another king of Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. And this Pharaoh was mean and wicked. And he put the pressure upon God's people. Hallelujah. He placed over them taskmasters and slave drivers. Israel was happy to be right there in the middle of it. For a while, they ran and they sacrificed to Egypt's idols. They worshiped the Egyptians' gods and their idols. But this Pharaoh said, we're going to put pressure upon God's people and we're going to make it hard upon them. And they made them to make brick and to go out and gather their own straw. And they worked their fingers down to the nubs. And all of a sudden, Israel came to the realization, we need God. We're tired of suffering down here in Egypt, and we need deliverance. God never did send Moses down to bring 2 to 3 million Israelites and deliver them out of Egypt until they cried out. Hallelujah. And the Lord appeared to Moses in a burning bush of fire and said, Moses, hallelujah, I'm going to send you down to tell old Pharaoh, to let my people go. For I've heard them. I've heard their cry. I've seen their tears. I see their afflictions. They're crying to me. I go down and bring them out. I'm telling you, that's what we have to do. Is a doubt in our heart. It's a cry. I'd say, Lord, I need you to deliver me.
Amen.
That's when a lot of us really, really seek God and really pray, is when we really, really need deliverance and things are turned upside down and it gets so hard on us that we say, Lord, I am willing now to go Your way.
Whatever You want.
Whatever You want, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Whatever You want, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll obey You now, Lord. I'll obey You. Come on. You know what God's waiting? He's awaiting to hear your cry.
Waiting for your cry.
I'm tired. I'm tired of having the devil walking all over me. I'm tired of defeat. I'm tired of going from day to day with stress, pressure, discouragement, despondency, low in my spirit, beat up in my heart. Come on, having no victory, having no joy. And I know God's got something better, far greater and sweeter and better than that. Come on, God's waiting on us to cry. I'm tired of the devil walking all over me. Come on, I'm tired of being empty. I'm tired. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand, everybody in this house. And I know that my Lord has more than this. I know my God has got joy, peace, and power. I know there's victory in the Lord. We've got to get tired of the devil.
Gotta get tired of it.
Tired of it. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the devil. I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of defeat.
Come on, brother.
Come on. I'm tired of it. It's time for a change. Woo! There's a change a-coming. There's a change a-coming. There's a change a-coming. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, God, I'm a climbing, I'm a crying, and I'm a reaching unto you. I know you got more. It's joy unspeakable and it's full of glory. There's victory in the blood of the Lamb. Come on. Yes, there is. God's got an overflow for you.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord wants you to know that He owns you. You're His property.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He owned you. He saved you for a purpose. You're bought with a price. You belong to the Lord. You don't belong to yourself anymore. Come on. If that were the case, then every one of us would fight and strive to get our way if we owned ourselves.
Yeah.
Apostle James, that wrote to us about Job, also tells us that the spirit that dwells in us lusteth to envy. Look at the generation around you. They lust to have and get more and more, and they're never satisfied.
Amen.
They have forgotten and forsaken God. Don't ever forget that everything you have and you own, God gave it to you.
Amen. Yeah. Everything.
Everything. Your very next breath, your heartbeat in your chest right now, God gave it to you. What are we going to give Him in return?
Glory.
Praise Him for it.
Praise Him.
Love Him for it.
Glory to God.
Praise Him for it. Praise Him for it. Man, oh man, Brother Eddie, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm saved and sanctified. I know that I am. Heaven is my home. I'm nearer today than I was last Sunday. We're a few steps closer to glory.
Yes.
How many could say, I want Him more than anything in my life? How many's going to pray this coming? It's starting tonight, today. I'm going to pray for this revival. That God will do something for me. 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 God will touch my heart. He'll touch my soul. He'll fill my vessel. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Oh, Lord, for another drink from Thy well. Oh, Lord, restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation. Pour it out upon me, Jesus. Oh, raise your right hand one more time. Oh, God, I need you.
Lord, I appreciate you, Lord.
God's are working on us. God's are working on us. God's are working on us.
Work on us.
I'm going to end right here. Hey, Job, this is God.
Hey, Job.
My imagination. Hey, Job, this is God. I'm the one who blessed you. I'm the one that made you great. I gave it all to you, son of man. If the devil comes, and if he takes it all away, will you still serve me, Job?
Will
Church, when things don't turn out the way that you like, and you don't get what you want, will you still serve the Lord? You see, when things go wrong, that's when bad attitudes manifest themselves in our life. Oh, Lord. And we throw words, and we throw out words, and accusations of trials will prove what's down in your heart. It will show where your real interests are. Can you be like Joshua? As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, and we're going to put Him first. I'm going to trust Him. I made up my mind. I'm going to trust Him and put Him first. I'm going to stay committed. Hallelujah. And keep my faith in Him. And I know that He'll take me through. I know that He cares for me, and He'll supply my every need. My hope is in the Lord. He is my salvation. I'm going to trust and not be afraid. He's my way maker. He's my soul provider. He's all that I am and all that I have. I gave it all to Him. Hey, Job, will you still serve me?
Amen.
Woo! Give the Lord a hand clap in the house. Give Him my praise. Yes, I got an enemy. Yes, the old devil don't like me, and he don't like any of us. I'm telling you that we're more than a conqueror through Him that loved us and gave Himself for us on the cross, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world.
Ah, yes, Lord. Amen.